Hello, welcome to Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast. Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast is a ministry of Whitfield Pentecostal Fellowship Church for the purpose of the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can also hear our broadcast at 7:15 on Sunday morning at WNVY 1070 AM, Pensacola, Florida, which reaches the Pensacola Milton area. Also simulcast on 104.5 FM. Also, you can hear our broadcast at your convenience at whitfieldpfc.org, our website. We'll be telling you more at the end of the broadcast how you can receive or find copies of this message. May God bless you. Starting in Matthew 4 and 13, and we want to look at the kingdom of God. Amen. God's wonderful kingdom. Matthew 3 and 1, in those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, "Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." By the way, that just left a great deal of folks right there when he said repent. Amen. Matthew 4 and 13, and leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is upon the sea coast in the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Esaias the prophet, saying, "The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up." From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." What a glorious kingdom. Amen. I want to flourish in the kingdom of God, don't you? Amen. I think it's God's will that we should do that. Amen. I don't think God has a permissive will. Aren't you glad God has patience? Amen. And long-suffering and gentleness and all of the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. All those characteristics of, amen, if you will, which is characteristics of love. Amen. God is love. Amen. But I thank God that He has established a kingdom. Jesus came to this world, amen, and brought the kingdom of God, amen, to be amongst men, amen, and made it possible that men could live in the kingdom of God and that God could live in His people, amen. So I want to look for a little while at the kingdom of God. I realize today we live in a world, amen, that will believe most anything in the book. Don't believe it. Listen to some of these folks talk. Listen to some of those, some of the more so-called learned people. You talk about gullibility. But they don't want to believe that there's a God. And they don't want to even begin to believe that there's a kingdom of God. Amen. But one day, amen, the kingdom of God is going to absolutely rule this whole world. And in a time to come, God's kingdom is going to rule throughout the universe. By the way, it already really does. Amen. But it's going to rule without any opposition. Amen. Today, it rules in spite of opposition. Amen. Men may think they are running, amen, the world and the universe, but I'm afraid they got a long, amen, way to learn, because God still sits on heaven's throne. And the last time that I read, He said, "The earth is His footstool." Amen. My. For a man who thinks that they're going to run something, amen, God said, "That world you think you're trying to run is my footstool." Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. They ain't even begin to get a hold of who they're dealing with. Amen. I want to look at the properties of God's kingdom. Psalms 145, verse 13. "Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion, amen, endureth throughout all generations. Amen. My, it's an everlasting kingdom. What does that mean, Brother Joel? Amen. I believe the Apostle Paul, by the Holy Ghost, ended, I think it's the third chapter of the book of Ephesians, world without end. Amen to God. World without end. Amen. I can tell you it's an everlasting kingdom. What does that mean? It's never going away. Amen. It's going to abide forever. It may take on different forms and shapes. Amen. As God sees fit and different times. Amen. And seasons. Come on. Amen. We're living in what Brother Joe believes and what was called usually the Gentile dispensation in the hour that we're living in. But there's coming a time in the near future. Amen. We're going to change dispensations. Amen. There's going to come, amen, a rapture, and there's going to come a catching away of this church, and there's going to come a tribulation period, amen, and then there's going to, amen, to be some judgments and things all that God's going to set then. He's going to set some for the future, and then there's going to be what we call the millennial kingdom. Amen. A 1,000-year rule and reign of Christ upon the earth. Amen. Ruling and reigning with His people. Amen to God. I don't know about you. I want to have an integral part of that. Amen. I'm looking forward. I heard the Jude write, amen, and recalling the words of Enoch, I saw the Lord coming back with 10,000 of His saints. Amen to God. One of these days, I plan on being a part of that entourage. Hello? Amen. That's a coming back. What's He coming back for, Brother Joe? He's coming back to set up His kingdom on the earth. It's not set up now as a physical kingdom. It is a spiritual kingdom. Amen. Alive in the hearts of the believer. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. He said to His disciples when Peter has drawn his sword and cut off Malchus's ear, He said, if My kingdom were of this world, then would My servants fight. Amen. But there's coming a time, amen, when the kingdom of God is going to change and it's going to become, amen, the ruling authority of this world. You hear me? Amen. Men may not like it. Amen. They may rear and kick, but one of these days, the God that they hate, amen, and His people that they despise is going to rule and reign on planet Earth. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. There you go, Brother Joe. Amen. I can tell you, I always love Brother Clendenin's boldness and his, amen, his mental agility. Amen. Well, when he's had a man that's accosted him, amen, and is saying nasty things to him, amen, talking bad about God and God's people, amen. And Brother Clendenin told that man, said, you got a lot of gall. Amen. He said, what do you mean? Amen. He said, you're standing on our property. Amen. Talking about our God. Amen. And about us. Amen. Man said, what in the world are you talking about? Amen. He said, let me tell you what the Word of God says. He said, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. That simply means He owns it all. Amen. Come on. Amen. And He said, the Word of God also says that we as Christians are heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. So that makes us part owner. Amen. So you standing on our property. Amen. Bad mouthing our God and us. Come on. Oh, listen, sometimes people just don't know what the, amen, they've got a hold of and what's got a hold of them. Hey, hey, hey. Amen. The devil don't want you to know it. Amen. And I'm not talking about name it, claim it. I'm not talking about this, amen, bunch of high shucksters and shysters. Amen. Amen. That lie and cheat and steal. Amen. But I am talking about knowing what we have in God. Hallelujah. And being a part of that kingdom and letting that kingdom rule and reign in our heart. Amen. I want us to see, I'm going to go back to my opening text that I read tonight. Amen. I want us to see something. Amen. We're going to look at it more fully in a few minutes. Amen. But those days, I want us to see that there is a continuity between John the Baptist's preaching and Jesus. What do you mean that there's the same message that is being heralded? Amen. Listen, what are you going to say that for, Brother Joe? Because the same one should still be being preached tonight. Amen. John the Baptist came preaching what? Amen. He came out preaching in the wilderness and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. What does that simply mean? It means it's available. Amen. We can look at another scripture that says that is nigh unto us, even in our heart.
and I'm out. He referenced Moses. Amen. Didn't have to send him to a far country. Amen. Because he's nigh unto us, even in our heart. Amen. Nigh. He said, Jesus said in another place that you go not out because, he said, the kingdom is within you. You don't have to go hunt it. Amen. Be you a child of God. Amen. Glory to God. That kingdom's been set up in your heart. Amen. Listen, the government hadn't set it there. Amen. Some preacher hadn't put it there. Amen. Only God can put it there. Amen. You and I have to be birthed into this kingdom. And that kingdom has to be birthed in you and I. Amen. Oh, come on with Brother Joe. Amen. Man can't do it. Amen. Jesus looked at His disciples and said, you are from below. I'm from above. Amen. And He also said these words, except you be born, amen, of the water and of the Spirit, you cannot, amen, enter into the kingdom of God. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. It simply says nobody going to get there, amen, unless God puts them there. And the kingdom ain't going to arrive in us except God. God puts it there. Hello. Amen. I'm about to feel like heaven, church. Amen to God. I want you to, amen, to look just a little further out. We've got to look at the properties. It's an everlasting kingdom. All right, and of His kingdom, we all see the description of Jesus, His names, His ministry, amen, out of the book of Isaiah. And of His kingdom, the, amen, part of that description says, there shall be no end. Amen. Now, come on with Brother Joe. Oh, I know there's a lot of folks, the devil being cheap among them, that would like to see an end, amen, and like to see God brought down and finished. Come on, we're living in an age when folks literally hate God. They may call His name, they may, amen, act like they, amen, serve the same God. Come on with me, that you and I do. Amen, but I'm telling you, by their actions, they do not serve the same God. Amen. They, by the way, and by, they are also got a fallacy going on. They are not in the kingdom of God, and the kingdom of God is not in them. Amen. Why you say that, Brother Joe? Because if they was in the kingdom and God's kingdom was within them, they wouldn't do what they do. They wouldn't act like they act, and they wouldn't say what they say. Whoa! Amen. I see where the King James 16:11, amen, posted the other day, amen, about, amen, being part of baby killing and being a Christian was an absolute impossibility. Amen. And why they quoted the scripture out of 1 John, amen, that saith a murderer doth not have life, amen, dwelling in him. Amen. Come on. Come on with Brother Joe. If you, if somebody supports ungodliness and worldly lust, amen, it says something. It's screaming a warning to them. They're not in the kingdom, and the kingdom not in them. Come on. Amen. Brother Joe, you shouldn't say such things. Amen. Well, we should just hem-haw around and beat around the bush, baby. I don't believe that. Amen. I can tell you what, amen, I know the Calvinists of today preach a whole different message than the Calvinists of yesteryear. Amen. Yesteryear, the old Calvinists, if you didn't live right, they'd throw you out of the church. Come on. They'd put you out. Why? They want you to know. Come on, they already figured it out. Amen, that you wasn't in the kingdom. Come on, you didn't live right. He didn't do right. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. We might as well have church. And so they put you out of the church so you could figure out you wasn't in the kingdom so you could maybe begin to figure maybe I ought to get in the kingdom. Woo! Amen. You know, I know we don't have church discipline today. Amen. Come on, but I think it wouldn't hurt a thing in the world if a person's confused about whether they're saved or not. Amen. If their life is not measuring up, let's put them where they can figure out they're not so they can get in an altar and get right with God. Come on with me. Hallelujah. Amen. Paul wrote that church, and while I was there, I just thought I'd throw in a little Bible for that. Amen. That man's going, amen, into his, amen, to his stepmother. Amen. Come on. And he's going to church on Sunday like all the rest of them. Amen. 1 Corinthians, Paul said, you put that man out. Amen. Don't you allow that. Amen. Put him out of the church. Well, what happened to him? Paul wrote that second letter, amen, to the church at Corinth, and he said, I'm sorry. I made you sorry with the letter. Come on. Amen to God. Amen. But it was not, amen, the sorrow as the world sorrow. Amen. It was godly sorrow. come on, brother. You mean there's more than one kind, Brother Joe? There he is. Amen. The world's sorry because they got caught. Amen. But God's people are sorry because they've done wrong. Oh, hallelujah. Come on with me. Amen. Let me just tell you something. Amen. The world's sorrow never leads to repentance. It leads to trying to make excuses and all those other things. But godly sorrow, amen, says what David said in the 51st Psalm. Lord, would you have mercy on me? Amen. Would you purge me with hyssop? I've sinned against you, sir. Come on. Hallelujah. Oh, if you'll purge me with that hyssop, amen, if you restored me a right heart, amen, a clean heart, amen, a right spirit, amen, I'll teach transgressors thy ways. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, glory to God. I'm glad I'm serving a God, amen, that knows how to purge out a heart and knows how to give us a clean heart and a right spirit. Amen. Come on with me. Hallelujah. Amen. I said He knows how to give us a clean heart and a right spirit. Amen, Brother Joe. I thought you was talking about the kingdom. I am. Amen. I can tell you the kingdom of God gets in a person. Amen. It'll give them a right spirit. Amen. And a new heart. Amen. Glory to God that'll desire the things of God. Amen. It'll give them a clean heart. Amen. That'll produce clean hands. Amen. And a pure conscience. Well, glory. My. About to have church. Hallelujah. Let me move on. It's an everlasting kingdom. So it don't matter how many folks like it or don't. Amen. The kingdom of God's going to be. Listen. Amen. What matters is one day, amen, that man is going to stand in front, amen, of the one that owns all the kingdom. Amen. The one that has the rights, amen, for the pass key. And what's his name, Brother Job? Amen. Well, his name is Jesus of Nazareth. Hello? He is the Son of the living God. Why does He hold all the rights to that? Because He died on Calvary in our stead. Amen. Oh, come on, my Brother Joe. Amen. He's paid the price. Amen. I saw Him in the book of Revelation. Amen. It said they wept because nobody's found worthy to break the seals on that book. Amen. But I can tell you, He said, weep not, for the Son of the Lion of the tribe of Judah hath prevailed. Amen. Oh, and He walks to that throne. Tell them folks, amen, that there's only one, amen, deity in that Godhead. Amen. Who's coming to the throne and who's sitting on it? Amen. But he that sits on the throne is going to hand Him that book. Amen. Come on, it's right in your Bible. Amen. And He's going to break the seals thereof. Woo! Hallelujah. And loose, amen, the punishments upon a world that despises God's kingdom. My, do you take great pleasure in that? No, because God don't. Amen. But He's a just God. Amen. I can tell you, God said He had, read the book of Ezekiel chapter 18. Amen. God said, as I live, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked. Amen. But He said, it's my will that the wicked turn from his wicked way and live. Come on. Jesus said, mercy rejoices against judgment. Amen. That old Hinson sung a song that said, I will forgive, live, and let live. Amen to God. My. Aren't you glad God's got that mindset and that mentality? Amen. If He didn't, we'd all be in a lot of trouble. Amen. But listen, the key to that, am I going to be willing, amen, to acknowledge that is His kingdom? I used to sit and listen to old Brother J. Vernon McGee as he would read the scriptures and make commentary on them. Amen. Well, I don't like that stuff right there. I said, well, I like the old brother. Amen. He'd go through that verse by verse and comment on each verse as he went through. Amen. I heard him, amen, commenting on the scripture one day, and he said, sir, you don't like, amen, you don't like God. Amen. You don't like His kingdom. You don't like His people. Amen. I said, I'll tell you what you do, sir. Amen. You quit living in His kingdom. Amen. Or His earth, and quit breathing His air. Make your own. You can't do it. Amen to God. Come on. Amen. So what can you do, Brother Joe? Amen. We can bow our knee in our heart. Amen to God. Amen. And we can get right with the one who owns everything. Amen. And who's going to hold the last word on everything? My. I want to tell you a little secret. He's got the last word. You better, amen, be on His side when you arrive there, else there's going to be a lot of trouble. Romans 14 and 17. Amen. Another property of the kingdom. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink. You wouldn't know that, would you? Come on, Brother Joe. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Whoa! Come on. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink. Amen. Now, I know that some people say, well, Brother Joel, you know that that was written, amen, because of the, amen, the sacrificial, amen, corruptions and all this. I said, it's written for more reason than that, my dear friend. Amen. It's written for us to understand, amen, that there's a whole lot more dynamic to this kingdom than some simple food or some simple, amen, machinations of men as they go through rituals in this world. Come on with me. Amen. It's righteousness. Come on. My God, amen, I want to say it again. He said it's righteousness, amen, and peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. I believe He said it in that order for a reason. Amen. Ain't nothing in that book done without reason. Hello? Amen. Unless there's some righteousness going on, amen, there ain't going to be no peace. Amen. Come on with me. I've said for years, amen, that there is peace with God and the peace of God. Amen. If I want the peace of God, let me have peace with God. And then I can have the peace of God. Amen. If I'm righteous, that simply means I'm right with God. Amen. And I'm right with my fellow man. And then the fruit of that righteousness is peace. Amen. My, you ever see a world that had less peace than what it's got tonight? Amen. I'm going to tell you, peace is hard to find. Amen. Oh, come on with me. I mean, I want to tell you, Brother David was a nailing on the head last Sunday morning. Amen. Even in the church, amen, a lot of profession don't seem to have no peace. What's wrong, Brother Joe? They fret and they're pulling their hair out like the world is. Amen. Come on. If I know that God owns it all, and, my God. Amen. Jesus said, amen, you don't need to worry about what you're going to eat or drink. Amen. You just take care of one thing. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. I'm about to peel out cabin church. Amen. You just seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Amen. He said, that's the only thing you got to do. Amen. And He said, God then, amen, will add unto you all of those. Come on with me. Amen. All of those other things. My God, I can tell you when we get it right. Amen. We made mission this morning that most of the world is living things backwards. Amen. Even the church world. What's wrong with them, Brother Joe? Amen. They're trying to achieve what they think they need rather than doing what God said. My. Amen. If we'll obey God. God said, I'll take care of all the rest of it. Jesus said, look at here. Amen. That lily that you're looking at, it can't toil, it can't spin, it can't plant itself, it can't fertilize itself, it can't water itself. Amen. Come on. Hello. God planted that thing. Amen. And He said, Solomon, in all his splendor, amen, he wasn't arrayed like one of them things. Amen. You ever, my daughter Tabitha's got some wonderful, beautiful lilies. I take good pictures of them. Amen. Every time I take a picture of one of them things, I think about what Jesus said about that lily. I think about that song that says, He is the lily of the valley. Oh, my God. He's the bright and the morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 of my soul. Amen. Amen. The kingdom of God, amen, is not meat and drink, but it is righteousness. We're living in an age, amen, when folks, amen, will bald-faced try to tell you that unrighteousness is going to obtain the kingdom. Come on. Amen. Listen. Amen. Under the unrighteous, what did God say? Amen. That unrighteousness was not going to have access to the kingdom of God. Amen. What did the Word of God say in the book of Hebrews? Thy scepter is a scepter of righteousness. Amen. What's a scepter, Brother Joe? It is what the king holds in his hand. Amen. That grants permission to have access. Amen. And discourse with the king. Come on with me. Oh, come on, brother. Amen. What is the access? If there ain't no righteousness, that scepter ain't going to say, come on in. And by the way, amen, when that king didn't withdrew his scepter, amen, that billing was a debt was written on their soul. You understand that? Come on with Brother Joe. Lord, what does that mean, Brother Joe? That means if I'm going to come to God, I better make sure that I got the blood. Oh, I've been, are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? If the blood's there, the scepter will be extended and we can have access. Oh, hallelujah. We can come boldly under the throne of grace and find grace to help in the hour of need. Amen. I better hurry. Amen. It's righteousness and peace and joy. When that righteousness gets right, that peace comes. And I want to tell you a little something. Amen. Where peace comes, joy is going to be there. Now listen, the fruit of the Spirit, you find, amen, that peace and you find that joy as part of the characteristics of the fruit. And it didn't say fruit, say the fruit. Amen. It is the characteristics of the fruit. Amen. Of love, if you will. Amen. That's all that it is. Amen. Joy is part of that. And the word of God said, the joy of the Lord is your strength. My. I want to. When that kingdom comes and we allow God to work that kingdom in us like He wants, amen, it brings peace, it brings righteousness, it brings joy, and it brings strength. Glory to God. My God. Amen. I feel the Holy Ghost in the house tonight. Woo! Hallelujah. Yeah, my goodness. Amen. I'm telling you, if God can have His way, amen, glory to God, He'll set the, amen, men's fields on fire. We used to sing an old song years ago. He will set your fields on fire. Amen, if He will. Amen. That heavenly fire. Amen. If you heard Jesus call, my God, I'm telling you, He'll set your fields on fire. Amen. What does that mean, Brother Joel? Amen. He'll burn out all that rot. Amen, glory to God. He will loose us from the captive and the enemy of our soul. Amen. Let me hurry. Amen. I got to hurry. I got so much too far to go. Peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Listen. Amen. You know, you meet folks in the kingdom. Amen. Me and Brother Rick Bethay was talking the other morning. Amen. And got the feeling of the Holy Ghost. Amen. He stuck his arm out and said, look at there, Brother Joe. Amen. Said, I got goosebumps standing on top of my goosebumps. Amen. He's standing in my office and we've been back and forth. Amen. The Holy Ghost has come in the office with us. Come on. My. The joy has come. Amen. Oh, come on. Oh, the Spirit of God got to pouring out in that place. He said, man, I won't have to take off and run if I ain't careful in a minute. Amen. My. Why, Brother Joe? Because it does something. Amen. Only God can purge that soul. Let me hurry along. I got too far to go and not enough time to get there. Let me hurry. Amen. 1 Corinthians 4:20. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. Oh, listen. I want to say that again, Mike, because I want to tell you, we live in an age when, amen, folks want a word kingdom and no power. They want some little doctrinal, amen, liturgy, amen, that absolutely is powerless. Come on, Brother Ravenhill, amen. Here's a man that was a Presbyterian but spoke vehemently against the people, amen, who wanted simply a word, amen, or a doctrine without power. Come on. But the Bible itself warns us against that. Amen. When it says the last days men would be, amen, come on, they'd be lovers of themselves, heady, high-minded, boastful, all of these things. And he goes on down saying, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof.
We hope that you've enjoyed today's message. If you would like a copy of today's message, you can reach us at pastor@whitfieldpfc.org. That's pastor@whitfieldpfc.org. We'd be glad to tell you how that you can receive copies of the message, the original message. Please let us know by the broadcast date. We hope that we have touched your heart with the gospel, and may God bless you is our prayer.